This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The University of Virginia, a storied institution founded by Thomas Jefferson, has ended weeks of turmoil sparked by a dispute that reflects the issues many colleges face across the country. After firing the university's president, UVA's board voted unanimously to reinstate her. And after yesterday's stunning reversal, board members apologized for failing to make their case for new leadership and for throwing the campus community into an uproar. NPR's Claudia Sanchez was there.
A small crowd of supporters, faculty, and students convened early and anxiously waited for the news outside the rotunda where the school's governing board was meeting to decide President Teresa Sullivan's fate. Sullivan herself came out and announced she had gotten her job back.
We can go forward with what is best for the university only if we go forward together.
Less clear is the future of the woman who orchestrated Sullivan's ouster, Helen Dragas. Her term as university rector ends on July 1st. She's unlikely to be reappointed by Governor Robert McDonnell. Dragas declined to speak to reporters, but during the board meeting, she sounded contrite about the manner in which she and a handful of board members had tried and failed to remove Sullivan.
I'd like to reiterate an apology to the UVA community. Again, let me state that we never wished nor intended to ignite such a reaction from a community of trust and honor that we love so dearly.
Dragas, a successful and influential businesswoman, however, insisted that board members had raised legitimate concerns about the university's future. Dragas, in particular, had grown impatient with Sullivan's leadership and what Dragas called her incremental approach to the urgent problems the university faces, namely the need to make up for the deep cuts in state funding, the future of the school's medical center, and the desire of board members to expand online courses as a more cost-effective means to deliver instruction. It was Sullivan's reluctance to move quickly, though, that endeared her to most faculty and students who welcomed her more deliberate management style and inclusiveness. Dragas clearly underestimated the support Sullivan had built in less than 2 years as president. Dragas and the board she's led had no choice but to rescind Sullivan's dismissal. Reverend Deborah Lewis, a United Methodist minister on campus, was relieved.
We've been out here on the lawn several times in the last couple weeks, and it's a really emotional, amazing day. The right thing happened. It was great to be here for it today.
For students like John Kubinski, entering his fourth year at the university, the unanimous vote to keep Sullivan as president sends an important message.
I think all of us, the faculty, the students, we've made it really clear that they have to consult us about what we care about, and it's just incredible that we've been vindicated in this catharsis right now.
Sullivan had these parting words for reporters.
Virginia's strong and united, and we're in problem-solving mode at Virginia.
As the crowd subsided and Sullivan retreated from the media spotlight, those in attendance began to sing the good old song, the university's alma mater. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Charlottesville, Virginia.